very often the Medrash will cite Chazal introducing a what we would call a machshava issue, or an issue of experience, with a halachic debate that seems only marginally relevant. It was a stylistic tool to conflate and to merge halachic conversations with general conversations of faith and belief. And in some cases, it may have also been a tool to encourage people to study more halacha. Throughout our Masorah, there are precedents where the study of Machshava, Agadita, was far more attractive and popular than the hard, laborious study of halacha. So very often, by joining halachic conversations to Agadic conversations, it drew audiences and interests which wouldn't otherwise be directed at the otherwise seemingly dry conversations of halacha. But very often in this sandwich between halacha and machshava, you find some very interesting details which emerge based on the juxtaposition and sometimes even the contrast. One of the midrashim in Parshas Maaseh is just such a literary device and is a fascinating gloss of Jewish history. When I say gloss of Jewish history, obviously all of Maaseh, or at least the beginning of all the Maasos, is such an obvious metaphor for the Jewish odyssey, the Jewish journey from camp to camp, from location to location. It's hard to miss it. It's hard not to notice and to read Parshas Maaseh as a metaphor. The Medrash begins by asking what seems to be an obvious halachic question, a question with an obvious answer. Can a Jew run away on Shabbos if he feels that his life is being threatened by oncoming hostile forces? Now, this is an obvious question, or an obvious answer, because even though Shabbos will be violated by leaving your city, any hint of Pikuach Nefesh warrants an overtally of Shabbos. Famously, Shmuel said, Ein holchen b'pikuach nefesh achar harov. Even the slightest possibility to save a life warrants an overtally of Chilul Shabbos. And the Gemara in Ksuvos talks about this. Shmuel's halacha was stated in the context of the possibility that a Jewish person will be found under a rubble or a fallen building is enough to warrant Chilul Shabbos, to try to search through the rubble. So even though a case in theory could be made that Shabbos and other Yisurim are violated to save lives, but preliminary actions or preliminary measures to run away and to prevent that encounter may not be sanctionable or may not sanction Chilul Shabbos, it seems as if that logic in the halachic plane is flawed. And in the purely halachic plane, I can't imagine a posek who, when faced with a legitimate possibility of escape, would not sanction the violation of Shabbos to allow that escape and to save lives, save Jewish lives. And that's how the Medrash actually rules. Having stated the obvious halacha, the Medrash then segues into an actual story that took place in Sipari. Sipari was a northern refuge, a northern haven. The Romans pulverized Jerusalem, evicted all of its inhabitants, persecuted those who remained. So there was a mass migration northward to Tiberia, northward to Tzipori, and that's where Chazal took up residence. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who codified the Mishnah, his yeshiva is in Tiberia. And with his codification of the Mishnah, there's more of a peaceful era that's inaugurated between Jews and Romans. Rebbe was very close with his Roman contemporaries, Roman peer. In any event, the question came to Rebbe Elazar ben Parta, a lesser known Amora in Sipari, that there had been some decree facing the Jewish people, and he wanted to know whether they could run away. I don't have the Medrash in front of me. I've been on the road a lot. I think the Medrash was about running away on Shabbos, but it may have been just about running away in general. And again, as you'll see, for the Medrash's purposes, the Midrashic portion, it's less relevant. They wanted to know, let's say it was running away for Shabbos, and Rileza Ben Partha said, I can't really tell you. He was a little bit demure about revealing the obvious halachic information, but he said, go ask Moshe. Go ask Yaakov. Go ask David HaMelech. All three of them are recorded in Tanakh as having run away. Not necessarily run away on Shabbos, but running away to save their lives. Moshe from Paro, Yaakov from Esav, or ultimately from Laban, David from Shaul. So it's very interesting that Rabbi Elazar ben Partha, on the one hand, wanted to allow them, but didn't want to say it. So he referred them to Tanakh. And at this point, the Medrash segues into the next section, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message is very different than the rest of the Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers us to a pasuk in Yeshaya, Parak Chavav, Lech Ami Ba B'Chadarecha, go and remain in your homes, in your rooms, namely, don't run away, stay at home. And Hashem is almost dumbfounded by the prospect of running away. He says, all these Gedolim in the Midbar, they never had to run. They just walked through all the snake pits and all the sand dunes and all the desert perils. Yisu Yisrael, Vayisu, Me'ex, Vayavo, Lawai, every single station suggests forward progress. They walked from point A and they arrived at point B. They traveled from point B and they arrived at point C. And all the Masos, the 40 plus Masos, are described as forward progress rather than backwards movement or fleeing from our obvious dangers. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu records all the Masos. So this Medrash essentially provides a contrast, and a very important and healthy contrast. The first part of the Medrash, the halachic portion, states the obvious. You have to run sometimes in life when your life's at stake. The conclusion of the Medrash highlights the fact that that's an obvious lack of bitachon, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect you, and why should you run when you can enjoy divine protection, even though halachically you're not allowed to rely on that miracle, but theologically it's a real issue. And because of that dilemma, and because of the ambivalence which this dilemma creates, Rabbi Elazar ben Partha, in this real-time episode, didn't want to verbalize this obvious psak of running away, because he wanted to be deferent or be deferential to the ideological issue of faith. So he just hinted to them they should follow the behavior of Avraham, Moshe, David, and Yaakov, Moshe, and David. So it was a stylistic way for Blessed Ben Partha to at least acknowledge the ideological issue. What's fascinating about the Medrash is that essentially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, Jewish people throughout history will have to flee. Built into Jewish history, built into Jewish galus, is that we'll overextend our stay through no fault of our own, in part because we'll always be seen as the other, because we are the other, in part because subconsciously we challenge people, so we're not just the other, but we're the other which morally and theologically challenge our hosts. It's never kind to challenge your host, but that's our historical mission. And as comfortable as we may feel, that comfort will soon pass into friction and ultimately into the need to flee, to relocate. But that relocation will always carry the dynamic of Parshas Maaseh. Namely, at some point in the broader historical process, it will be forward progress rather than fleeing. And Judaism and Jews have displayed the uncanny resilience and reality that whenever we flee, it almost always leads to not immediate, but long-term progress and advance. And the recovery time is oftentimes rapid, and it's always fleeing in the style of Maaseh, of moving from point A to point B and getting closer to the historical terminus and being able to recognize something beneficial, some achievement, ironically, through the escape or through the fleeing. So when the Jews flee to Bavel, even in the days of the first Beis HaMikdash, ultimately, down the line, it leads to the great heyday of Bavel as a Jewish center of Torah and the codification of Torah Sheba'al Peh. It establishes Jewish roots. Remember, the Jews were taken as refugees by Nebuchadnezzar, in chains, embarrassed, shamed. And yet Bavel becomes a Torah center. Or when Jews flee from Spain in 1492. And they migrate across Europe, ultimately rebuilding Jewish centers of Torah in Constantine, in Kushta, in Italy, most impressively, of course, in Eretz Yisrael, settling the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, settling Tzfat, and turning Tzfat into an epicenter almost immediately within 50 years of Jewish mysticism, of the halachic masara and the codification of Shulchan Aruch. Jews flee during the last two centuries to the land of Israel from persecution under Arab rule, specifically after 48 and 67, from Soviet persecution, and within decades create this superpower mix of cultures and Jews from different areas in the modern state of Israel. So it's a stylistic way of the Medrash to let us know that we're supposed to flee, obviously. We're not supposed to let our lives be taken, whether it's Shabbos or in general, even though we're meant to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have to take practical measures to save lives, and even if it means Chilul Shabbos. But just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept this forward progress in the desert, and we didn't have to flee because those were supernatural conditions, even under more natural and practical conditions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still subduing the enemies of historical force and allowing our flight to be driven by a trajectory of forward progress, as is described in Parshas Maaseh.